terms of what's most popular, in terms of subject areas, I'm not really sure. There's quite a range. And one way of checking is just to look at the discussions by category on the forum. Well, the forum is where most of the action is. And there's a lot going. The biggest areas, I think, by size are by community information and news, which is general interest stuff that's going on in the neighborhood. And then you get sort of local campaigns, issues, ideas for change, I think, is another of the big categories. And general chit-chat. So it's kind of the way I describe these websites when they're working successfully is like a virtual cafe, virtual high street cafe or a virtual garden fence. At any rate, places where people will chat and exchange the sort of information they have done for generations over the garden fence, in the local post office queue, in our local cafe. So a range of anything. But there's also a little bit of a village hall, church hall in there, if you like. There's a little bit of residence association in there. So the aim originally was empowerment, but it's also, I think it grew more as well into sort of building up relationships in the neighborhood, building social capital. But it's a little bit like, to use another metaphor, a little bit like a Sunday newspaper. We want people to come and read the editorial, read the heavy pages, but actually a lot of people are going to be attracted by the comic and the Sunday supplement, and that's great. So if they come and connect with people around that, that's fine. Some people will then want to move on to the editorial, if you like, get involved in the campaigns, help drive change, so on and so forth.